You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's European Football Podcast. We've returned refreshed after a winter break. Sam Norris on presenting duties today, which means in the pundit seat, Alex Dunn. How are you after the winter downtime?
I'm all right, Sam. It doesn't feel like... How long have we been off?
Feel like 2 minutes maybe? Since we were last in here.
Not at all. But this is a gentle reintroduction to the European Football Podcast because there's only really Italy and Spain of any great note that are back. So we're just going to focus on one game on Saturday from Italy and one game on Sunday from Spain. And we'll just ease listeners back into the European flow of things.
Indeed. We've been easing back in over the last few days, I suppose, with the Copa del Rey action that we've had. A couple of teams in action. Of course, Real Madrid extended their unbeaten sequence to 38 games now, I believe.
They are in phenomenal form, aren't they? And I know you expect Real Madrid to win most games that they play.
Yeah.
But for them to actually go out and do it, or at least remain unbeaten through those games, because let's face it, the Spanish league is fairly competitive this season.
Yeah.
Barca obviously possibly a little off the pace, but Sevilla, Villarreal have really stepped up. Atleti perhaps a little bit disappointing as well, but still it's fantastic what Real are doing. And I think they play Granada at midday on Saturday. There'll be some crazy price to win that, but again, you just can't look past them, particularly against the side as horrible as Granada are. So we're going to talk about Real Madrid actually in a little bit more detail later on.
Yes.
After we've focused on the two feature games, we're just going to throw together a little accumulator, but we'll get to that shortly. So.
We will. Stay tuned for that. We begin in Italy then with a game in Serie A, which is Napoli taking on Sampdoria. This is a Saturday 7:45 kickoff. Napoli in the betting at 2-7. It's 5-1 about the draw. Sampdoria are 10-1, and Napoli again going pretty well in the Serie A table this season. They're currently third, 3 points behind Roma, who occupy that second automatic Champions League spot. And Napoli haven't tasted defeat since back in October when they were beaten by Juve. Through a few draws thrown into the mix, and it was the thriller last time out against Fiorentina. But you would imagine at home that they would have the measure of Sampdoria. But of course, they're priced up to do so.
31st of May 2015, Sam Norris.
Wow. Is this the last time they were beaten at home?
It's not the last time, but it's the penultimate time.
Ah, OK.
So in over 18 months now, Napoli have only lost once at home.
Wow.
That was to Roma in October. Their home form's just scintillating, quite simply. And they are a really, really fair 2-7 shot here, to be honest with you.
Mm?
And you don't say that often, but they really are. They boast the home form of a Real Madrid, a Juventus, a Barcelona, and yet those respective teams would be sixes on, eights on, possibly even tens on for a game like this. So I'm quite happy to side with Napoli. The only caveat is it's the first game back after winter break. That's the only possible thing that I could say is potentially a negative. But it's not a particularly long break that they've had either. They drew 3-3 at Fiorentina when last seen. That was on the 22nd of December. So, really, it's an international break.
Yes.
Basically.
Essentially, yeah, it is.
And you wouldn't have any concerns for a side coming off the back of that. Yes, they did lose to Besiktas in the Champions League at home, but I'm prepared to forgive them that. Otherwise, their home form is scintillating, and they will win this. Coupled with the fact that in 2016, Sampdoria only won 3 games away from home, full stop. Not a superb record. They're not a dreadful side, Sampdoria, by any means, but away from home, they're no great shakes. So, outright Napoli, 2-7, fantastic, first and foremost. But I can't just tip that up. So, going to look for a bit more value. There's only one away game so far this season that Sampdoria have failed to score in.
Right.
Which is when you consider that they've already played Juventus and Roma, certainly not bad at all. Similarly, Napoli, at home, have only kept 3 home clean sheets in the league. So, you can probably sense where I'm going with this. But Napoli and both teams to score at 8-5. It's not a market I particularly like, to be honest.
Really?
Normally.
I'm a big fan.
I much prefer to stick to shorter prices and put more of them together, normally.
I've seen some of your 20-fold tennis accumulators, and I can vouch for that.
Exactly. But on this occasion, the 8-5 is a sufficient boost from the 2-7. It's fair, it's nothing more than that, but that'd probably be where I'd be going if you are looking for something a little bit bigger in this game.
Okay, 8-5 then, match result, and both teams to score in Napoli's favour, but they are 2-7 on the outright betting. We go over to Spain then for Sunday's big match. This is Villarreal taking on Barcelona. Another 7:45 kickoff here. Villarreal in the betting at 11-2. The draw is 17-5. Barcelona in the betting at 8-15. A couple of enhanced odds offers here as well. Lionel Messi to score in a Barcelona win was 23-20, now out to 6-5. And Nicolas Sansone to score in a Villarreal win was 9-1, and that is now 10-1. I like backing Villarreal at home, Alex Dunn, even against good teams on a plus handicap or bets like that. And I'm not yet fully convinced that Barcelona have arrested their mid-season, not slump, but blip. Can you talk me out of that?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
Because I'm normally in the same camp as you, to be honest. I love it when Villarreal or Sevilla are at home to one of the, in inverted commas, big three, because you're generally getting a side that will lose one or two home games a season at most at around about 9-2 at home. And even if they do lose to the better side, if you like, they tend not to get absolutely licked. So, normally, yes. But have you seen my stat sheet, by the way? Have you?
No.
Right. Here's one for you. Well, it's not a stat. More just a fact.
You promised me a stat.
Sorry. The last time that Villarreal beat Barcelona, what was number one at the time? Cast your mind back, Sam. How old are you?
22.
Right. You're 22. I'm 24. Cast your mind back to when you were a child, probably in secondary school. 2008. March.
2008.
Any idea? Care to hazard a guess?
I will go for Rihanna, Umbrella.
Oh!
Which was number one for a long time when I was at secondary school.
You're hedging your bets. I actually don't know when that was. But, no, you're incorrect.
Right, okay.
It was, in fact, Welsh songstress Duffy with Mercy.
Okay. Whatever happened to Duffy?
Who knows? I don't know, actually. But anyway... That is an indication of just how long ago it is since Villarreal have beaten Barcelona. That was actually at the Nou Camp as well. You have to go back another 5 or 6 months for the last time that Villarreal beat Barca at El Madrigal. Either way, Barca have got a fine record against Villarreal. And even in games at Villarreal, when typically we've said they're very good at home, Barca have gone there and won 6 of the last 8 in all competitions. So I'm not going to be put off by that at all. I agree with what you're saying about Villarreal's strong home form slash Barca's blip, if you like, or, well, I say blip, blippy season, really, all in all. They've really struggled to gather any momentum. And the fact that they're still only 3 points off Real, I know Real have got a game in hand, they've still got a chance of winning the title, but they need to be pretty much foot perfect from here on in. The pressure's really on them. The 8-15 is okay, nothing more. But I'm going to take a bit of a chance here. Barca run under 2.5 is 3-1. I think whichever way you go here, I think it is going to be fairly trappy, this game. That's available at 3-1. Or similarly, just Barca 1-0. Correct score. 15-2. Doesn't happen all that often. They sometimes struggle to shut teams out. But I think that if Barca are going to go on to mount any kind of title challenge, they have to be well and truly on it in this game. Pretty much defensively, I'd say, more than anything else. You'd fancy Barca to score in any game, even if they are being a bit more defensive-minded. So I am going to take Barca. It goes against a lot of what I normally believe in. And I suspect, Sam, that off the back of this, you're going to say, well, here's Villarreal plus one or plus two.
I'm thinking about nothing other than Duffy at the moment now.
Well, that's fair enough, Sam. You do what you want. But, yeah, Barca 1-0. Barca run unders would be a slightly tentative selection, I'd say, in this game.
Okay. The handicap play, of course, could be Barcelona to win the game by exactly a goal, which is priced up at 11-4.
Also tempting.
On the tie handicap.
Not bad at all. And if you are a Villarreal fan or you're going to side with them. Villarreal plus a goal is 6-4, so you've got Villarreal the draw playing for you there. Or even Villarreal plus 2 is available at the same price, pretty much, as Barca are to win the game. Yeah. 2's on, which I couldn't really put you off, to be honest. I don't think Barca are going to go here and batter Villarreal at all. So, yeah, tight, cautious, but Barca just to edge it. But if you are having a bet, I'd back them to edge it rather than backing on the outrights.
OK, a few selections there then for Alex. Do you have a best bet this week then of the couple of games we featured there?
It would have to be Napoli and both teams to score. The best bet by a distance is Napoli on the outright, but I'm not putting a 2-7 nap in. Yeah, Napoli and both teams to score for me at 8-5. Have you a nap anywhere? Or would yours be a Villarreal-based bet, or would you be looking elsewhere completely?
I would be going for Villarreal. As I said earlier, I'm going to play them at 6-4. You've put up a very, very admirable case for Barcelona to win, but I do like backing Villarreal at home against the big teams. I mean, they did lose a couple of outings ago to Alaves at home, which is a little bit of a concern, but hopefully they can bounce back from that. And I do like backing them at home. 6-4 is too big for me. Villarreal plus a goal at 6-4 will be my idea of a nap this week. And if you haven't heard about our new Acca 5 offer, where have you been? Acca 5, you can have 5 selections across any sport in an accumulator, and if one lets you down, then you will get your money back as a free bet. And I believe, Alex Dunn, that you have put together a little Acca 5 for us, which we can hear on the back of this.
What have Man City, Joe Root, Rory McIlroy, Andy Murray and Q-Card all got in common? They can all be combined with William Hill's new Acca Insurance, Acca 5. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
Right then. As Lee said there, it is available on all sports, but I'm just going to stick to football on this occasion. It would be remiss of me to throw in a tennis bet on the European Football Podcast.
Indeed.
I think. And we've talked about some of the games already, but quite simply, there's some short price favourites in Italy and Spain that I don't think we'll lose this weekend. So we'll start with, surprise, surprise, Napoli are going in to beat Sampdoria at home at 2-7. They are leg one of this Acca. Leg two, again, we've already mentioned them, it's Real Madrid. Now, to qualify for Acca 5, your selections need to be, what price, Sam?
1.5.
5-1 on.
5-1 on.
Or bigger.
Right.
So, you can't have Real on the outrights. You can have them for an Acca, don't get me wrong, but it won't qualify for the insurance. So I'm going to take Real minus 2, which I know people will go, oh, hang on, you're asking quite a bit there. It's Real Madrid. They're playing Granada.
Yeah.
They are rampant at the minute. They prove their well-being in midweek. They will go there. They'll score 3 or 4, even if they let one in. I think you'll be okay with that. So Real minus 2 is 2's on. That is leg 2. So Napoli, Real minus 2. Then we jump to Sunday's action. We've got Lazio. They're at home to Crotone. Lazio 100-30 on. They're going in. Juventus host Bologna. Juve are 1-6 as we record this. Not quite good enough, so we're going to have to take Juve minus 1. That's potentially a risk, because Juve can be a little conservative at times, but I don't think they'll concede a goal, and chances are they'll score 2.
Yeah.
And the final one is AC Milan. Risky. This is the one that I don't like, Sam. But they're at home to Calgary. They are the right price, I suppose, because they're having a good season. And they should be winning that, but generally I don't like to back them at odds on, let alone 2-5, but they're going in anyway. So those 5 together, Napoli, Real minus 2, Lazio, Juve minus 1, and AC, comes to 4.26-1. So with Acca 5, you do qualify for that. If 4 of them are right, 1's wrong, you get your money back as a free bet. Not a bad little incentive, I wouldn't say, to warm you up after this winter break.
Absolutely. Napoli outright, then Real Madrid minus 2, Lazio outright, Juve minus a goal, and AC Milan. Alex's Acca 5 for this week. Thank you very much for that, Alex Dunn. And best of luck with your European selections this week.
Cheers.
And remember, you can tune into all of the William Hill podcasts at audioboom.com. Just search for William Hill. Or you can listen to InPlay Radio throughout the course of the week, live at 6:30 p.m. every weekday and live at midday on the weekend, where we'll, of course, be betting InPlay on all of these European matches. You've been listening to the European Football Podcast.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.